All right, let's move on to the Worldly Self-Assurance. That band we were just talking about?
Watching the seconds as they tick away, exponentially as they turn into days, years are etching all across my face as we get ready for the grand parade.
Which, okay, before we jump in, I need to correct myself as song fight historian. Okay, but you know what? Give me a break. This is like 20 plus years of history that I'm doing here. Okay, so Balance Lost, Balance Regained is Furry Pedro and Melvin. And then you add in Thank Lenny for the Frisbee, which is Lenny and Frisbee. And then you throw in some Ken into all this, throw it into a pot, stir it up, and you've got a wonderful jambalaya known as the Worldly Self-Assurance. And then they go and they win Neurines and stuff.
Okay, yeah. Well, I love this song. I thought the trio of lead vocals are totally winning, and as is the melody and the production. I think there were some issues with the backing vocals, and I suspect it's because while we allow variations in lead vocal lines, like we were talking about with Thanks for the Frisbee, those are fine in lead vocal lines, but with the backing vocals, those kind of appear more or less as another instrument in the background. So when those are a little out of tune, then that doesn't work as well. And I think that's what happened with this song here and there. Still loved it, still going to vote for it. But if I can find anything to say about a song, I will.
And it's a good song. I'm frankly surprised we didn't get more supergroups appearing here, like really big supergroups like Worldly Self-Assurance and Yaks of the Industry. I thought that this would be full of like five random people coming together like Voltron to create songs. But I don't know if I enjoyed the three different vocals in this, and I kind of wish they could have just ran with one really good vocal. Like, I listened to this, and I was listening to this, and I went, this isn't BTS. There's no one sitting there going, huh, how's the line distribution? Did everyone get their little vocal parts in? Like, no. Like, I felt like this song could have been good with just one solid vocal all the way through. But that's just me. It's a decently put together song, as usual. Like, their production is always strong, and their compositions are always strong. I'm just struggling to remember how this song goes after multiple listens.
Wow, if we can select the vocalist, I would really like that. I would, for Berkeley Social Scene, I would just institute that Geach always be the vocalist, because he's my favorite. But yeah, I guess, so I like this song. The thing that I clued in on is that like halfway through, I think that there's a beat that gets a little wonky. It's probably some sort of time signature change or something. I'm not really great at hearing those, but I just noticed that the beat got a little weird, like around halfway through. I did like hearing the different vocalists. I get that it's a collaboration and a bunch of people all get to have their own little bit. It's like when every player in a jazz band gets their own solo, everybody gets their own verse or something. I guess that's sort of cool. Although I agree, it probably would have been better to have one vocalist all the way through. But yeah, I like this song. It didn't really stick with me a whole bunch though.